The Long Island Power Authority says PSEG Long Island is taking too long to improve the way it communicates information about outages and power restoration. WSHU's J.D. Allen reports the system played a part in the utility's poor response to Tropical Storm Isaias last summer.
LIPA's Board of Trustees met this week to give an update on the more than 140 recommendations made to fix communication failures at PSEG Long Island following Isaias. CEO Tom Falcone says before the end of the year, LIPA could either renegotiate its service contract with PSEG Long Island or consider several other utility companies instead.
Great management is really important, and we should go with whatever structure gives the board and the public the assurance that we will have great management and a great performing utility. There is nothing more expensive than bad management.
Another fully public option would be for LIPA to manage power distribution themselves. They pay PSEG Long Island over $80 million a year to manage storm response and distribution. Falcone says despite their choices, the current communication system needs to be fixed.
Those are very, very important. They're timely. They need to be implemented quickly before the next storm season.
LIPA will hear testimony about their options at public hearings next week. J.D. Allen, WSHU News.